absolutely crucial that we don't see a continuation of the situation where patients who have severe pains in many cases have to make the long trip from Donegal to Manor Hamilton on a regular basis. Instead, the consultant and the members of his team should, as happened before, travel to Letterkenny regularly in order to meet those patients and save them the pain and exceptional discomfort in many cases of having to make that trip regularly.
Now, you've raised this with the Health Minister in the past. He has given you a guarantee that the rheumatology services will return to Letterkenny. Do you think he's just kind of putting this in the long finger at this stage?
Yeah, it's kept being put in the long finger. The commitment has been given a number of times that it will come back, but that's of little use to those that are making the trip today, and indeed this week and this month, unless there's actually a firm date given so that they can once again travel to Letterkenny rather than the arduous journey to Manor Hamilton. It's a symptom, really, of the skewed priorities in our health service, that patients, many of them old, but of all ages, but particularly people who, anybody that has arthritis, is in pain, and car journeys are particularly difficult for them, and they shouldn't have to be put through this situation where all the patients, the hundreds of patients from Donegal, have to continuously travel to Manor Hamilton.
In February 2011, your party colleague, Mary Coughlan, was the Health Minister back then. She gave a guarantee when she was the Health Minister that rheumatology services would be returned to Letterkenny over 3 years on, and they still haven't returned.
There's been several commitments, and there's been staffing difficulties which have contributed to that, but we should not be in a situation where, because of staffing difficulties and the HSE's failure to properly resource this type of service, that patients are then made to suffer. The commitments have been given on a number of occasions. It was due to be set up before the flooding started. There was a commitment then given after that. The Letterkenny Hospital Management now have the space available. We now actually have to see the new hospital group ensure that the resources and the there's enough between the consultant and his team for them to make that journey. And at long last, after nearly 4 years, stop the situation where patients in pain have to regularly travel to Manor Hamilton to meet their team.
Given the delays year after year, is there a fear that these services may never be reinstated to Letterkenny?
Well, I can't see that, and I wouldn't, and I think none of us, and I certainly wouldn't accept that under any circumstance. But it's also not acceptable that we continually see it long-fingered. And I'm asking, and I will be raising it again in the Dáil now, for a firm date and commitment from the Minister and the new hospital group to actually see these services reinstated in Letterkenny Hospital.